And now back to the WikiLeaks story. As we've been reporting, MasterCard's website is down. Attacks have also hit PayPal and the Swiss bank Post Finance that froze WikiLeaks founders Julian Assange's assets. A hacker group known as Anonymous are claiming responsibility for this. They're calling it Operation Payback, a call to action to bring down the websites of companies that have pulled services from WikiLeaks, and presumably in response to Julian Assange's arrest on charges of sexual misconduct in Sweden. The details of that being worked out in court. His bail was denied yesterday, so he is in a prison or a jail or in some sort of detention in Britain right now. Rory Kethlin Jones, BBC technology correspondent, joins us now from London. Rory, first of all, thanks for being with us.
Hi, good to be with you.
You know, let's try to distinguish between the website of MasterCard being down, which is a relatively simple hack, from the disruption of all of the MasterCard fulfillment, which is a fundamentally different kind of attack. Which is happening here?
It's the website. And in fact, just in the last few moments, we've had a statement out of MasterCard saying MasterCard is experiencing heavy traffic on its external corporate website, MasterCard.com, but this remains accessible. It goes on to say, importantly, I suppose, there is no impact whatsoever on MasterCard or Maestro cardholders' ability to use their cards for secure transactions. This is the public-facing website of this organization, which has been attacked, like a number of other sites. It's what's called a distributed denial of service attack. Basically, a vast amount of traffic has been directed at the site, and it's struggling to cope.
We should say, Rory, this is a classic and relatively easy kind of denial of service attack to carry out, as sort of Tom Clancy-esque as it sounds, right?
Yeah, and interestingly, it's exactly the same sort of attack that has been directed at WikiLeaks' own website over recent weeks. It's struggled to keep up, and in fact, when its domain name provider, DNS provider, withdrew that service in the United States a few days back, it blamed the level of attacks hitting that site and saying it was affecting other customers. So it's quite a common tactic, this.
How much damage could a concerted effort against all of these businesses that have stepped away from WikiLeaks, how much damage do you think they could pull off using classic techniques, assuming something mysterious and fundamentally new doesn't arrive on the scene?
Well, I think it's more reputational damage, more kind of PR damage than actual physical damage to their infrastructure. It's an annoyance. They can usually get up and running again pretty quickly, as WikiLeaks itself did. So, but it does create a huge stir, and it shows the organizations, I suppose the aim of it is to show the anger out there on the web by those people who support WikiLeaks.
And the company says it doesn't affect card operations. Can you quickly, technically describe how much more difficult it would be to get at the card network itself?
Well, that will be placed behind numerous defenses. It won't be open to hacking in this way at all. It would be fairly shocking if hackers could manage to get through those defenses.
So firewalls and encryption for those kinds of sites, but a marketing site, of course, is open, so it's naturally vulnerable. Rory Kethlin Jones, BBC technology correspondent, thanks so much for that.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.